From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Voters in New Hampshire are headed to the polls today for its first-in-the-nation primary. It's kind of hard to imagine that the voting process could go any worse than things went last week in Iowa. But many local and county clerks here in Michigan are concerned over what our own election night could look like. This will be the first presidential primary and general elections where Michiganders can submit absentee ballots for no reason. And clerks are expecting to see a huge increase of the number of votes that come in that fashion. Without changes in state law to allow more time to count absentee ballots, they argue that there could be a significant delay in providing accurate election results. You might have heard last week on the show, we talked with Tina Barton, clerk for the city of Rochester Hills, and Jan Ronselli, clerk for Bloomfield Township, about their concerns.
Our absentee teams could be spending anywhere from 20 to 24 hours just trying to process the ballots that we have coming in.
And you can't do it all in one day and do it efficiently and accurately without being there for 24 plus hours. That's just not reasonable to ask anybody to do.
State Senator Ruth Johnson, who's also a former Michigan Secretary of State, has introduced a pair of bills to address these concerns. At a recent Senate Elections Committee hearing, State Senator Ed McBroom expressed some reservations about changes. Senator McBroom, Republican from the Upper Peninsula, is with us now. Senator, welcome back to Stateside.
I'm glad to be with you again.
What was your reaction when you first heard about some of the clerk's concerns?
Well, it wasn't so much that I was opposing their concerns. I think that they're very, very legitimate concerns. It's simply the issue of how to solve the problems that, you know, perhaps I wanted to, you know, just add some different perspective to.
During the August 2019 election, that was the first with these new changes allowing more absentee ballots. More than 80% of the votes cast in Rochester Hills were absentee votes. And in Bloomfield Township, it looks like 70% of people who voted cast their ballots absentee. Does this maybe speak to what may be ahead in your eyes?
Absolutely. I think we're going to see a very large absentee voter turnout this coming fall election. We need to be planning ahead for how we're going to deal with this and be prepared for little hiccups and glitches. As long as we maintain the integrity, we're going to have to be very patient with our clerks and the Secretary of State's office that night.
Could you tell me a little bit about what you're expecting to see in Menominee and Dickinson and Delta counties?
Well, Menominee, Dickinson, Delta counties, other UP counties, you know, substantially smaller populations than, you know, Wayne County or Macomb. What we will probably see, though, is our voting staff, our election staff at the polling places will be very busy. I'm accustomed to walking in and seeing, you know, maybe one or two people ahead of me and the staff able to sit, check people in calmly, slowly, and somebody there working the ballots through the ballot box. But I suspect now there's going to be somebody or a couple somebodies constantly feeding absentee ballots through the reader all day. At a lot of election places around my area, it gets more complicated in the high population areas where they actually have whole panels assembled to count the absentee ballots because there's so many of them.
For
and that's
sure.
What most of these bills are for.
You had expressed during the hearing that we should keep in mind that hurrying makes room for error and that you'd be comfortable with waiting a couple of days to see what results are. I think the word, why not just, you know, sleep on it or take a nap and see what happens,
yeah,
was brought up. Can you say more about what you meant?
Well, I've always been a bit of a contrarian when it comes to election night parties and the angst and so many candidates and news media, the camp out at courthouses and clerk's offices to get the immediate result as quickly as possible, as if somehow that changes things to know at 1 a.m. rather than find out at 2 the next day. I tend to have a perspective that says, you know, we might as well all calm down a little bit. The results are going to be the results. But I find myself much in the minority of that perspective. People just want to know right away. And I just think that we could solve a lot of this problem by just being a lot more calm about it and say, you know, hey, we'll find, if we find out on Friday, that's okay. My life will continue till then, and it'll continue after them the same, whether I know Tuesday by 8 o'clock or Wednesday morning at 1 in the morning.
We're in a place in this country right now where people have been hearing a lot over the past 4 years about efforts to interfere with elections. Now, sometimes what people mean by that is an effort to put up false profiles on Facebook and try to get people thinking different ways about candidates or issues. Sometimes sometimes the context of that is hackers who might be trying to hack into vote counting or reporting systems. You know, there's a whole range of things we talk about when we talk about election tampering. But suffice to say that people feel kind of nervous around how the balloting is going to go this year, both in the primary and in the presidential election. Is it possible that a more timely reporting of results is something that bolsters the public trust in fairness and accuracy?
Well, I think what does the most damage is any sort of mistakes or inaccuracies and unpreparedness. You know, I think that, you know, no offense to your fine program, I think that a lot of the drive to say we need to know this right now comes from the media, and it's exciting and it's fun to keep that atmosphere going on, but it doesn't really affect things in the end. Our clerks do a wonderful job. They're resourceful, they're diligent, and if they have to lock up the office at midnight and come back the next day and start counting, I'm confident of the results. But like I said, I'm in the minority of that opinion. So I think, though, when it comes to the security of our elections, Michigan's got an excellent system in place, especially because we continue to use paper with the optical scanners. We're also so separated based on how many different polling sites we have and how you've got the townships working with the county. But everything is dissociated in such a way that hacking and interference and tampering is so unlikely and so unproductive that it's not something that we generally have to be very concerned about. I mean, we have to be diligent. We have to be watchful. But I don't fear the electronic tampering that some people make to be such a big effort. The influence of Facebook and other social media, though, to affecting how people are voting by the promulgation of what seems real but is actually fake and deceptive, is a very real problem and something that's a serious problem for the whole nation to deal with right now.
It's a fact that the stakes are higher coming up in March for the Michigan primary for Democratic voters than for Republican voters. The fact that there is a broad range of candidates running for president, as well as candidates for other offices, has certainly lent more urgency to this issue for Democrats. Is it?
Yes.
Could you foresee a situation where there was a wide Republican field where you might feel differently about the timing of the reporting of election results?
No, I've been saying this consistently since I ran for office in 2010, and somebody told me I needed to have an all-night election party to wait for the results and assign somebody to every clerk's office. And I'm like, why? I was just going to go home and take care of my farm and figure out the results in the morning. And, you know, so I've always been a bit of a wet blanket, I suppose, on the whole atmosphere of election night.
So I take it you're a no vote on Senator Johnson's bills?
No, I'm going to vote yes, because the other parts in there, and since nobody wants to do it my way, are really critical. We need to get the folks counting these ballots, or at least opening up the envelopes so they can move through the ballots quickly on election day. We need to do that because nobody wants to take it my way. So I'm going to be a team player and help our clerks out so we can get the elections done safely and soundly on election day. Can't be emphasized enough what a great job our clerks and our Secretary of State's office try to do to make sure our elections are safe and secure. And it can't be repeated enough times that they work very hard. And I hope folks that are listening, if they've got time, will think about working for one of the clerk's offices nearby and help our election process on election day.
Senator McBroom, thank you so much for your time talking to us today about this. We really appreciate it.
Hey, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Senator Ed McBroom represents Senate District 38, which includes towns like his hometown, Waseda. And by the way, if you'd like to hear our interviews with Tina Barton and Jan Ronselli about their concerns from a clerk's point of view, just head to our website at michiganradio.org/stateside.